Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
It is an off day for the St. Louis Cardinals, but Derek Gould is riding away at this keyboard over in Jupiter, Florida in Roger Dean Stadium. This is Scoops with Danny Mac, and we do this every Monday through Friday with Derek. And it's not an off day, really, when you think about it, though, for Mike Schilt. He's getting married tonight, Derek.
Yeah, that's what I talked to him. Well, we talked to him every day, and I asked him if the off day was kind of a pivot point for camp. And he goes, oh, yeah, it's a pivot.
Yeah, and, for his life.
I was like, all right, yeah, no, I'm talking about professionally.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, he's had some good one-liners about it. You know, he had the, you know, commission asked how he was doing, and he said, well, I don't need to wear socks. And then I said, socks? You're not going to wear socks to your wedding? He goes, I don't have cold feet. And
I know. It was great.
All right. Yeah. Here we go.
He,
as someone who learned a lesson with the socks that I wore to my wedding, I had a curiosity.
Well, I would love to get into that for a normal day podcast, but I'm going to refrain. So here we are, an off day, kind of almost a midway point, if you will. Kind of let's take a state of camp. What have you thought of camp, generally speaking?
I think the overall play has been good. Actually, I think it's been quite good, Chris. You know, sort of more of the same defensively, more of the same base running, maybe even like a tick better base running. But I think some of that has to do with the guys who are playing. Like, some of these young guys are really quality base runners. You think Dylan Carlson stands out. I think Max Schrock has had a strong camp. You know, the left-handed second baseman that the Cardinals got from Oakland with Jairo Munoz and the Steven Piscotty trade. You know, Edmundo Sosa, for example, good base runner, learning other positions. So I think, you know, that first half, you've kind of seen, you know, a showcase of some of the young guys, but the crispness of their play, it does seem like they, you know, and this is something that I hear a lot, is that the Cardinals are able to polish talent with fundamentals. And how do they do that? Because, you know, none of these guys get up to the majors or playing these Grapefruit League games, and they look overwhelmed or out of place or confused, whether it's by the speed of the game or what's happening in the game or what's expected of them, regardless of where they play. And you and I both know that that's a priority for the Cardinals. That's a big part of Gary LaRocque's development program, and it has been part of the Cardinal kind of DNA for a long time. Sure. You go back to Kissel and stuff. So some of these young guys are doing that. I think the pitching has been remarkable. There's no other way to put it. The pitching depth is here. There's probably not a team in baseball that can compete with it. We had some fun waiting to talk to Jack Flaherty up there in Port St. Lucie. And, you know, one of the things that Alex Reyes said was that he thought you could put together two rotations out of the number of pitchers that they have, two major league rotation. Two,
I think you could. I was actually saying that the other day.
So we drafted. it was Mark Saxon of The Athletic and Ben Fredrickson of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and you know your Fridays with him, and then myself, and I guess Mark would have been the commissioner because Ben and I drafted. And, you know, there we have it.
Yeah. I mean, it's been remarkable. Their pitching depth, when you have a guy like Michaelis go down, and some of the others that are, you know,
Andrew Miller,
Hennessy Cabrera dealing with a cracked nail, and you say, well, that's not good, but yet we got guys to replace him. So they do have depth. The story of this camp, I think, for folks back home in a lot of ways, is the immediate future of Dylan Carlson. Just your thoughts on his camp and where you think he is in that competition.
Strong camp, has forced the issue, has kept himself in the conversation, is not going to, you know, is going to be a guy who he had the roster on his side for, you know, sticking around for a while, but he has his performance on his side for forcing them to stick around for a while. And that's really the first step. I mean, the Cardinals have outlined how there's a lot working against him. He has an uphill climb to be on the opening day roster from everything, from the fact that he's got to overtake some guys who they've cleared spots to give them playing time to, you know, he's got to perform well to, he's got to be the starter to, yeah, they're going to consider that contract thing. They haven't in the past, but you know, they have to at least weigh whatever it is, you know, 20 days of him in the majors versus a whole another year of him and of control of him in the majors. You know, I don't think it's a given where they choose right now, but he's done everything he can to force the issue.
Absolutely. I also have gotten in talking with scouts. I love being up there before the games, and the scouts are having lunch, as you know, in the press box, and you get to know these guys, and you talk about the game, and I love it. And they are thrilled in a good way, if you're a Cardinal fan, about not only the depth of the Cardinals pitching, but right now the young talent and how some of this talent is starting to come around, whether it be Nolan Gorman, the young catchers that they have, Matthew Libitor. They just feel like, man, this is a good, talented organization, not just the major league club. So that also has stood out to me in this camp.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, the Cardinals are, you know, they're in an interesting spot with their depth, but you know, they're starting to have, you know, more position players that get noticed. That's something that has been lacking. So like a Gorman, like a Dylan Carlson, but they're starting to have that. But it's all pitching too. I mean, think about two of the young prospects who have been most impressive. I mean, you'd have to say Zach Thompson, who has been really strong.
Yes,
and he was just drafted last year.
He's on that Michael Wacha track.
He is on the Marco Gonzalez, Michael Wacha track. You bet. He would not shock me at all if he got to them. There are two pitchers who, one is going to get to the majors.
Let me guess who you're going with.
Actually, let's say three. There are three pitchers who have been impressive.
Cody Whitley.
He's going to be in the majors this year.
Johan Oviedo.
He has been impressive. I don't know if he's going to get to the majors.
I don't think he does either, but really impressive. I would say Zach Thompson.
Zach Thompson has been super impressive, and it wouldn't shock me if he got to the majors.
Who's your third? Who am I missing?
I think Junior Fernandez.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He's been great. He might be your closer.
Yeah, he. That's exactly right. And I mean, I think he's not. He doesn't get enough discussion. I know Ben Fredrickson wrote a great story about him to kind of point that out. That like here's a guy who has pitched very well, has experience in the majors, you know, and probably comes into this camp earmarked to be the closer in Memphis, and might have something to say about that.
Yeah, I think he's done everything to make this camp. I mean, you talk about Dylan Carlson doing everything from the position side. I don't know if I could go north without Junior Fernandez with the way that he's thrown down here.
Not as of today, you know, but at whose expense?
Wow, that's really tough. I don't like to answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially out there where the options are starting to dwindle. I mean, not the options as far as who you choose, options as far as being able to option them to the AAA.
So as we start games tomorrow back up, you can see the game on Fox Sports Midwest.
Wait, there's a game tomorrow?
There's a game tomorrow. The Astros will be in town. You can see it on Fox Sports Midwest.
Delightful.
Well, thank you. Or is that delightful because we're back on the air, or just delightful there's baseball?
This is delightful. There's baseball.
Okay,
I look forward to it.
Well, good.
And the Astros are just a delightful, happy bunch. Can you think of a team that you enjoy seeing more?
It adds to the drama, if you will, of these games. And they were in town this last week, and you could hear the fans. We're right there. And your press box, a lot of times the windows are closed, so mine are not. And I'm hearing fans screaming, curveball, changeup. I'm hearing people bang on their seats. I mean, this is 6,000 people. Wait till you got 40,000 people. It's going to be a rough year for them.
Angel fans. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. Yep. No, we have the windows closed because of all the people coming up to ask for Rick Hummel's autograph.
So I understand.
Hair Saloon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hot Shots legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at HotShotsNet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues.
So as these games continue, I guess we start to see the regulars play a little bit more. You're going to see the starters stretched out, and that's I was asked about Dylan Carlson. I said, that's when I really want to see this go, because at that point, you've got veterans who aren't tinkering as much with trying to improve on maybe a fourth or fifth pitch. It's about, let's get people out. I'm getting ready for the game, and this is my best stuff. And you see the best players in the world still competing in the fifth and the sixth inning. And that's what I'm looking forward to here in this second half, if you will, of this camp.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we touched on, like, sort of how young guys are performing, but I also am eager to see some of these veterans ramp it up, you know?
And like, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with you. Like, where exactly are, you know, where's the acceleration to the starting line? You know, I know that sounds silly, but that's what they got to do. And so, you know, Dexter Fowler is playing for where he hits in the lineup. That's where he's at right now. He's playing to prove that. He'll be in the lineup. He'll get plenty of playing time. The Cardinals have already committed to that. He has a contract that says he should play because they expect him to perform, and away they go. But, you know, he's hitting to where he is in the lineup. Where's Matt Carpenter? How does he translate all this work that he's put in? I think he's had a good camp so far. But how does that translate, and how does that manifest in who he wants to be as a hitter? You know, Paul DeJong, we didn't mention this, but Paul DeJong, as far as the everyday player.
Fabulous camp.
Oh, my God. He's been really good, and he's been different. I'm not sure what's coming for him, but he should be drafted a little higher in fantasy baseball. Mm-hmm.
Good point.
I'm thinking like here, if you want your pro tip for fantasy baseball, not that I'm a fantasy baseball pro, but that guy he's gonna have a good season. You know, a year ago I caught up with Tulowitzki to talk about, you know, playing shortstop. There's a reason I was reminded of this by a colleague. You know, there's a reason why you go talk to Tulo about Paul DeJong.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he's gone the other way with more consistency. He seems to have really connected with hitting coach Jeff Albert, with all their work down here. He really, you know, he's made it a conscious effort to have a better mental approach before the game, so that he can basically unplug in the game. I mean, just very, very impressive. And all these guys, all the hitters, I mean, if you want to have some fun, and I'm sure you point this out on the broadcast, watch what they do try to take the ball the other way.
Yes.
Watch how different that is.
Yes.
We're just starting to get around that the Cardinals, now we don't know if they'll be better hitters, but they're different.
Derek, great stuff. We'll catch up on Monday. Thank you, and I'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it. Enjoy your non-off day off day off.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you.